弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
看着咱们教堂上上下下这样圣诞节日的布置，心里感觉暖洋洋，是吧
？Don't you feel warm by looking around and see the decoration of the season?
每年这个时候，长老娘70多岁的老太太。搬着梯子爬上爬下的，用2天的时间来布置咱们的教堂。
Every year, Jan, wife of our elder, despite that her age, climb up and down for 48 hours, okay, to finish up all those decorations.
愿神纪念他们，赐
福
这两位老人。
May the Lord remember their labor.
就在一周前的12月12号，世界各大媒体报道了一则与中国大陆和北朝鲜之间相关的消息。
Just less than 2 weeks ago, many media in the world reported an event between China and North Korea.
原定从12月12号，也就是那天那周的周六开始，有朝鲜的功勋国家合唱团和牡丹风乐团在北京国家大剧院进行3场的演出。
Originally, there was a planned performance on December the 12th, Saturday, in Beijing in the National, Drama Palace have 3 performances by 2 groups from North Korea.
那用官方，也就是新华社的报道讲说，因工作层面间沟通衔接的原因，突然取消了这个演出。
And officially, it was announced that because of the communication problems between the 2 groups.
那他们乐团全体成员分别在距离演出不到4个小时的时间，当天的下午以及晚上，匆忙地乘飞机和火车回到了平壤。
The event was canceled 4 hours before the performance, and on the afternoon and evening, both groups flew back to Pyongyang.
那根据资料介绍，这两个乐团中的牡丹峰乐团是由朝鲜世袭的第三代领导人金正恩授权亲自组建的女子乐团，是在2012年组建的。
One of the 2 groups is called the Marabong Actang, which was appointed in 2012 by Kim Jong Un, the third inherited leader of North Korea.
那他们朝鲜的官方对这个女子乐团的评价是，集革命战斗内容和崭新独特现代人民性形式于一身。
It's a female musical group, and according to the official comments, it was a collection of revolutionary combating contents, combined with unique, modernary, people-oriented arts.
说他们在歌颂国家和领袖等传统内容的同时，融入了现代技术手段的元素，走的是新时尚轻音乐的路线。
Of course, in their performance, they definitely have the traditional contents such as seeing the greatness of their country and the leaders, but they also have the modern technology and striking on using contemporary light music.
那在网络上播放的他们歌唱的表演中，有几段歌词是这样歌颂的。
And then you can find out their songs on the web. And I quoted some of the lyrics.
其中一段说, 响应英明领袖的崇高意愿, 为明天灿烂的建设前进吧。
One phrase reads like this, responding to the high will of our wise leader, we march toward building a splendid tomorrow.
闯过了战火硝烟, 击败了昌鹏美帝, 伟大的领袖, 捍卫祖国尊荣和权益。
Passing through the smoke of war, we have defeated arrogant American imperialists, and our great leader defended the honor and interests of our motherland.
说今日成大元帅, 万岁, 万岁, 万万岁。
Long live General Kim Il-sung. Long lives, long lives.
另一首歌中唱道, 没有他我们会死, 他是我们的命运, 金正恩同志。
The other song has this lyric, without him we will all die, he is our destiny, comrade Kim Jong.
这种对国家领袖的盲目的个人崇拜, 其实在中国大陆文化大革命期间也曾达到了登峰造极的地步。
So this kind of personal worship, blindness personal worship, had appeared in the Cultural Revolution in China.
从1966年 8月到11月前后70天的时间里边, 当时任国家主席的毛泽东曾经在天安门广场、长安街、东西长安街先后8次接见了来自全国各地的红卫兵。大家知道他接见了多少人吗？
During the period of 70 days, in August through November 1966, Chairman Mao in Beijing had held receptions to see those Red Guards in Beijing various places for 8 times during that 70 days. And you guess how many people he had received.
70天的时间,8次先后接近了1200万红卫兵, 最多的一次达到200万人。 咱们整个county多少人口? 才24万人口。
So, Sanzhou County has 240,000 people, and Chairman Mao in 70 days with 8 receptions had received 12 million.
所以有那8次接见全国各地的红卫兵，从那个时间以后就掀起了全国的文化大革命的那个狂潮。
And that started the big waves of Cultural Revolution by the Red Guards.
那在接见的期间呢，有少数的红卫兵代表被请到天安门广场、天安门的城楼上与毛泽东近距离的会面。
Some lucky leaders among the Red Guards were summoned and went upstairs to the gate of the Tiananmen Square, and so they can get closer to Chairman Mao.
有几位北京师范大学女子附中的学生与毛泽东握了手之后，那他们那个握过的手呢，便有了被圣人握过的荣耀和幸福感。
A few lucky female students that belong to the high school of Beijing Normal University. Those ladies or young girls, they had the luck of shaking hands with Chairman Mao, and their hands had the honor or the lucky one that because they shook hands with the saint.
有人讲他们回到学校之后多少天都舍不得洗手，然后同学们争相和他握手，与他们握过手的人呢， 再去给第三拨人、第四拨人去握手。
it was recorded that when they went back to their school, high school, they did not want to wash their hands because so many people want to shake hands with them. And those who got the second-handed shake hands will go shake hands with other people.
其实在圣经中 2500多年前 就借着先知哈该和祭司的对话 对这种传递荣耀的心态给予了否定。
However, our Bible, in more than 2500 years ago, through the book that we just read, the book of Haggai, had given a negative conclusion about this type of wrong attitude of passing glory.
刚才我们读过的哈该书2章11-12节, 我给大家读一下这个现代中文译本。 你去请祭司们解答这一个问题。 如果有人从生祭中拿了一块分别为圣的祭肉，用它的衣袍包起来，后来这衣袍接触到饼、汤、酒、橄榄油或任何其他食物，这些食物算不算圣物呢？祭司回答说，不算。This
is a contemporary, easier understanding Chinese translation of Haggai 2:11. The English is the same, NIV.
那在上一周，我们思想讨论的主题是上帝的恩典应许与人的行动作为。Last
week we talked about God's promise, His grace, and man's actions.
在哈该书2章1到9节，向我们强调的是什么呀？大家还记得吗？
In the first 9 sentences in this chapter 2, it emphasized what?
身体力行的去做工，参与建造上帝的家，要追求享受的是什么呀？使上帝与我们同在的振奋和那种享乐。The
first 9 verses emphasized that what we enjoy is God's presence. When we work together with God, we should feel that excitement, the joy, enjoy that status.
因为享受与那位又真又活的上帝同在，才是我们身体力行的参与建造上帝的这个家的目的所在。That
should be the purpose and motivation for you to work together to build God's house.
才是我们行动的理由和行动的动力。That
should be the power and the reason why you work together.
否则即便是我们身体力行的去参与建造上帝这个家，去参与教会的服事，但是许多时候，你看。
Sometimes we work hard for the church's works, but we don't show that joy in our face.
包括诗班在前面唱诗，应该是怎么样？我记得教大家要这样，把这个肌肉往上面推，而不是这样吹。要追求。 那种享受与上帝同在的那种喜乐参与，这样表现。We
should pursue the joy that we can work together with the Lord.
那其实包括我们的学习工作、干家务活，以及在教会参与各种各样的服事。That
kind of
怎样才能够享受到与上帝同在的这种喜乐呢？
So how can we enjoy that kind of status when we study, when we work, or even just doing the chores at our house?
怎样才能够不仅仅的是身体力行的去做，而且满脸的洋溢着快乐呢？
So how can you show forth that kind of joy.
这就是今天我们要借着哈该书二章十到二十三节这最后的一段经文，一起来学习和思想的主题：上帝的恩典应许与人的心思意念。
And this is our topic today. God's grace, His promise, and man's hearts and minds.
那我们依然会从三个方面来展开今天的学习和讨论的思路。And
I have three points.
首先从十到十四节这段经文，我们来思想圣洁的传承与污秽的扩散。First,
let's look at the first four sentences from verse 10 through 14. Five sentences.
哈该书二章十节，大利乌王第二年九月二十四日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。Haggai
2:10 on the 24th day of the ninth month in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai.
9月24号。 距离哈该书二章一节前面提到是几月？七月二十一号。对了，过去了大约两个月的时间。So
September 24th was about 2 months later than July 21st that was mentioned on the first sentence of Haggai chapter 2.
那在七月二十一号。 也就是祝棚节就要结束的时候，先知哈该三次鼓励被掳归回、参与继续重建圣殿的以色列官长和百姓们，要他们刚强。
On July 21st, near the end of the festival, Haggai encouraged the Israelites three times, encouraged them to be strong.
并且两次向他们发出了上帝与他们同在的应许。And
he told them that God will be with you. He gave that kind of promise twice.
是因为看到他们那种垂头丧气、无精打采的在过祝棚节的样子。So
he was encouraging them because he saw them downcasted, frustrated.
是为他们加油，为他们鼓气。
So he wanted to pump them up, so to speak.
但是刚刚过去两个月的时间又发生什么事情?
But what had happened during these 2 months?
首先经文这里讲的9月24是犹太的历法，农历。First,
September 24th is according to the Jewish lunar calendar.
相当于公元历法的12月18号。
Which correspond to the Western
calendar,
December the 18th.
那在耶路撒冷所处的巴勒斯坦地区，它每年在我们现在的纪法的10月中旬，也就是在犹太农历的8月末开始降下，每一年他们称早雨。
So according to that time and the land, around the Jewish lunar calendar, in August, there were early rains.
那下了雨之后，等到土壤松软之后，便可以开始耕田撒种了。After
those rain came, then they can plow the land.
所以9月24日，犹太农历这个时候。 他们应该是放完了农假，完成了冬季的耕种之后，回到了继续重建圣殿的施工中。Therefore,
by the time of September 24th, according to Jewish calendar, the Israelites should have been finished up their work in the field.
那在这个时间，他们心中所期盼的是，因着他们身体力行的。 投入到了继续重建圣殿的工程之中，所以 来年，他们期盼的上帝应该是赐给他们是风调雨顺的一个没有干旱、没有虫灾的农作物的大丰收的年，这是他们所期盼的。
So those Israelites, in their hearts, what they were hoping was that the next year they will have a great harvest that has no drought, no pest problems.
另外呢，你手头有圣经，请大家翻开哈该书后面的撒迦利亚书。
In addition, if you have the Bible handy, turn to the next chapter or next book, Zechariah.
你看撒迦利亚书第一章一节，大利乌王第二年八月，耶和华的话临到以多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚说。
Zechariah, you can read here, in the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, and son of Iddo.
如果你往下稍微读几节，你就会发现，哦，原来就在他们这个时候的一个多月之前，另外一位年轻有为的先知撒迦利亚严厉地提醒那些被掳回归的以色列民。
If you continue to read this chapter, you will find out that the other prophet over here, Zechariah, had already reminded them,
提醒他们，他们的祖先因罪恶悖逆上帝而遭受了惩罚，成为了被掳到他乡的流亡者。
Zechariah reminded those Israelites that because of the sins of their ancestors, therefore God punished them, and they were captured to the foreign land.
所以你们今天认罪是唯一的道路。
And their only outlet is to repent and return.
所以回想他们从被掳之地归回之后，过去了十五年期间，由于困难重重，使得重建圣殿的工程搁浅。
Now they recall that they had returned to their father's land for 15 years, but because of all kinds of challenges and problems, they could not finish up the work of rebuilding God's temple.
那他们本想着首先重建各自的小家园。
They were thinking about building up their own homes first.
没成想过的却是撒的种多，收的少，吃不能饱，穿不能暖，经济萧条，通货膨胀，过去的十五年是这样走过来的。
But to their surprise, the past 15 years, what they met was that they sowed more than they harvest. They could not get enough to eat. They could not have enough to wear. They faced economic depression and inflation.
那自从三个月前接受先知哈该的挑战之后，这不，我们一边重新开工，继续重建圣殿，一边还要按着季节耕田播种。
But 3 months ago, they accepted Haggai's challenge. They, on one hand, they continue to rebuild the temple. On the other hand, they work on their own field.
他们心里可能在想，我们这样身体力行的去做了，上帝，你总该赐福给我们了吧。
So in their mind, they might be thinking that, Oh Lord, since we have been working so hard for your temple, shouldn't you just bless us?
那我们再来看看哈该书二章十一到十二节怎么讲的。万军之耶和华如此说，你要向祭司问律法说，若有人用一斤兜圣肉，这一斤挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算为圣吗？祭司说，不算为圣。
So go back to chapter 2, verse 12. Haggai had this question. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew some wine, oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered, no.
我们先来了解一下用一斤兜肉的含义。
So let's contemplate on the meaning of using your garment.
旧约律法规定作为赎罪祭所分别为圣的肉类有一部分是要求祭司在圣殿里边特别的地方吃的。
According to the Jewish law in the Old Testament, that those meat that was offered to God can only be eaten by the priest in the corner of God's holy temple.
那因为这个时候，以色列人从被掳之地回归之后，虽然他们重建了祭坛，但是呢，圣殿还没有建起来。
However, at this time, because of Israel had returned to their father's land from where they were captured, they have already rebuilt the altar, but the holy temple was not rebuilt yet.
那祭司们没有办法按照原来他们规定的在圣殿里边那个固定的地方吃肉，所以呢，他们要用他们的衣襟把肉兜在一个特别的地方，家里边的男人在一起分吃这生肉。
And because they don't have a building, therefore they could not follow the laws in the Old Testament, and therefore they have to use their garments to wrap up the consecrated meat and then take it to other places.
那作为赎罪祭的圣，分别为圣的肉的一部分，除了祭司和他们家中的男人以外，其他任何人、任何物品是都严禁不能去碰的。
According to the law, besides the priests themselves or the male in their household, no one else are supposed to touch those consecrated meat.
那其实祭司他们所穿的袍也是分别为圣的，叫圣袍。
Actually, what the priests wore at that time was the robes, which were also consecrated.
圣经在这里的回答非常的明确，即便祭司用他们圣袍兜着那些分别为圣的肉之后，那他的圣袍碰到任何的食物、任何的东西，都不能传递这个圣。
So the implication from this passage, is that even though the priest used the holy robe to wrap up the meat, but whatever this robe touches, other things, the robe could not make those other things become holy.
那如果简单的按字面意思的解释，就是成圣是不能传递的。
In conclusion, consecration cannot be passed down.
但是十三节的经文却明确回答了另一个的道理，那就是礼仪上的不洁净是可以传染的。
On the other hand, verse 13 also revealed another truth, and that is the unholiness in the ceremony can be contagious.
哈该书二章十三节，哈该又说，若有人因摸丝时染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的哪一样，这算污秽吗？祭司说，必算污秽。
Verse 13, then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied.
那就哈该书二章十一到十三节的经文，用我们日常生活的例子也是非常容易解释通的。
We can also interpret this passage using a lot of the common life examples.
比如说，如果我们将干净的食物和被污染的食物放在一起，被污染的食物不但 不会因为它与干净的食物放在一起干净了，反而呢，干净的食物因为与被污染的食物放在一起，也有可能被污染。
For example, if we put a clean food with a contaminated food together or close by, most likely the clean food will be contaminated. On the other hand, the already contaminated food cannot be cleansed by the clean food.
另外呢，将一个健康的人和一个染上了疾病的人放在一起的道理也是一样的。
Likewise, you put a healthy person with a sick person that has contagious germ.
所以接下来的第十四节经文毫不留情地揭示出以色列人的属灵光景。
So verse 14 very bluntly revealed the spiritual status of the Israelites at that time.
哈该书二章十四节，于是哈该说，耶和华说，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。
Verse 14. Then Haggai said, "So it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they all offer, there is defiled."
我们看看现在中文译本。于是哈该说：“上主说，这样的情形可应用在这国的人民和他们的各种物产上。”他们现在祭坛上的每一件东西都是污秽的。哇
！Pastor just used the contemporary Chinese version to repeat the same verse that in God's eyes everything is filthy.
那先知哈该借着问祭司这个两个问题，提醒那些被掳的官长百姓什么呀？
So why did Haggai ask those two questions? What did he want to remind the officers and the general public?
大家虽然身体力行的投身于重建圣殿的圣工。
So he said, although you guys are all involved in this reconstruction of God's temple,
即便是这样，但圣洁并不会自动地成为他们的一部分。
Nevertheless, holiness will not automatically become part of you.
即便是他们从事的圣工是尊荣的，但是他们还必须注意他们自己的道德礼仪方面的正直。
He said, although the work that you are participating is honorable, however, you also need to watch by yourselves regarding your moral and your ceremony. These kinds of those aspects must be righteous.
所以反过来说，意思就是，如果他们在道德礼仪上腐败堕落，必定要污秽他们手中所身体力行参与的建造的工作。
On the other hand, if they are corrupted in their virtue or in their lifestyles, then whatever they do, even though it's participating in restructuring of God's temple, will become filthy.
这其实也是在提醒我们现在的信徒，在我们今天的信仰的生活中，礼仪方面的正直必须与道德方面的正直并行。
It's also a reminder for us today that we may have the right ceremonies. The ceremony could be righteous, but that does not indicate or guarantee that your virtue is righteous.
也就是说，仅仅身体力行的去参与建造上帝的这个家，仅仅是身体力行的去参与教会的服事，并不会令我们获得一张道德上的执照， 去随心所欲。
So even though you're participating in church work, it does not give you a blank check in your moral that you can do whatever you want.
所以接下来有一个问题，说只要我们坚持到教会参加崇拜，我坚持奉献，坚持在教会参与或大或小的施工，就算我是一个敬虔的信徒了吗？
So here comes this question. If a person said, I always attend church, I always contribute my money, and I participate in all kinds of church works, does that count me as a righteous believer?
就像刚才我们一直说的那个例子，身体力行的去参与建造上帝的家，身体力行的去参与教会的服事，脸上却总是露不出笑容。
I said earlier that yeah, you may be pretty busy and work very hard in church's different activities, but I don't see your smile on the face.
为什么呢？就是撒迦利亚还有哈该所提的，认罪悔改，接受上帝的救恩，从心思意念上真诚的悔改。
The reason is that you need to have true repentance, sincere repentance, to receive God's grace.
这就是哈该书二章十五到十九节。呼唤渔民心思意念的回归，不单单是身体力行。
And this is what the subtitle says, calling for the turning back of the remnant's hearts and minds.
哈该书二章十五、十六、十七节，现在你们要追想，此日以前耶和华的殿没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景。在那一气日子，有人来到谷堆，想得二十斗，只得了十斗；有人来到酒池，想得五十桶，只得了二十桶。在你们手下的各样工作上，我以旱风、霉烂、冰雹攻击你们，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的。
Pastor just read chapter 2, verses 15.
接下来还有十八节，你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起。追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子
，through verse 18。
那这几节经文是先知哈该再次的提醒百姓，回顾他们被掳回归之后的十五年期间的光景。
Haggai again reminds them to think about or recall what were they like 15 years ago。
那十五节提到耶和华的殿。还没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景是什么意思
？Verse 15 refers to what？
意思就是说，从六月初一恢复继续重建圣殿之前的光景。
It was trying to remind the Israelites, think about what was the scenery was, when you just came back.To the land at the beginning of June.
在这十五年间，他们吃不得饱，穿不得暖，喝不得足，其原因竟然现在哈该告诉他了，说是上帝为了让他们认罪悔改而给他们赐下的惩罚。
Now Haggai told them that the reason you did not get enough to eat or did not have enough to wear.And the reason was that it's the punishment from the Lord.
那看了这几节经文，特别是哈该书二章十七节的经文，对我们这些出生在中国大陆、台湾、香港等那些无神论或者是泛神论的东南亚国家以及一些地区的人来讲，不清楚这些干旱呀。霉烂呀，冰雹这些灾害究竟是怎么发生的？ 这是情有可原的。
Most of us come from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Southeastern Asian countries. We may not be that familiar with the drought, mildews, hail, and other catastrophes.
但是对于以色列民以及他们的后代而言，这些灾害所发生的原因，他们应该是如数家珍般的清楚。
But those catastrophes should be quite familiar to the Israelites and their offsprings.
上帝带领以色列人出埃及的时候，借用了十灾让埃及法老放他们出来。
Because God had, when He led the Israelites out of Egypt.God performed 10 miracles that included some of those catastrophes.
你看这蝗虫之灾。
This is the plague of locusts.
你看这青蛙之灾。
The disaster of the frogs.
雹灾、冰雹之灾。
Hail.
那当上帝带领以色列人他们走进迦南流奶与蜜地之前，在旷野的时候一再跟他们重申说，上帝会借着各种灾害履行惩恶扬善的惩罚的。
God also told them before he led the Israelites into the land of Canaan where it's filled with milk and honeyGod told them that He will use those catastrophes to punish them.
你看《申命记》28:22，耶和华要用烙病、热病、火症、疟疾、刀剑、旱风、霉烂攻击你，这都要追赶你，直到你灭亡。你如果
Deuteronomy 28:22, the Lord said that He works.The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish.
出埃及的时候，在旷野的时候，那在所罗门的圣殿建成之后，上帝也是多次借着先知来告诫，来提醒他们。
Likewise,when King Solomon built up the temple and before the temple was destroyed, God had told the Israelites through the mouth of the prophecies.
你看阿摩斯书4:9说，我送一阵热风烧焦了你们的五谷，我差派蝗虫吃尽了你们的蔬菜、葡萄、橄榄和无花果，可是你们仍然不归向我。
Such as in Amos 4:9, it says, Many times I struck you, your garden and vineyards. I struck them with blight and mildew. Locusts devoured your fig and olive trees, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord.
那其实这一段是现代中文译本的。那今天被掳回归的以色列官长和百姓们，扔下刚刚重建圣殿的，我们第一次还记不得称它什么呀？烂尾工程，任其荒凉了15年。
So today, the Israelites, the officers and people, they could not finish up the rebuilding of God's temple and let it just sit there for 15 years.
所以耶和华上帝再次借着哈该提醒他们，干旱、梅雨、冰雹这些灾害是他对他们实施的惩罚。
Therefore, the Lord tells them that those natural catastrophes are punishments that God did unto those Israelites.
那我们请问上帝的心意在什么地方？
So you may ask, what was God's will?
在圣殿建造之前住帐篷的时候提醒他们，在雄伟华美的圣殿完成之后提醒他们，那在圣殿被毁之后需要在艰苦重建的光景中又提醒他们。
Therefore God reminded the Israelites several times when they were living in the tents, and when the holy temple was built, and also before the temple was destroyed.
这说明上帝对以色列民所寄予的心意远远大于圣殿的本身，远远大于圣殿本身的重建和构建。
It meant that God wants Israel's hearts and minds more than he wants the building itself.
上帝对于以色列民，对于我们信徒所寄予的心意，不单单在于外表的身体力行的去做，不单单只在于外表的行为。
God also wants us, he wants our hearts,not just the exterior or outside actions.
在于什么呀？心思意念的回归。
He wants our hearts and minds to turn to him.
我们接着看《哈该书》二章十九节：仓里有谷种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子。从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Verse 19 says, Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig trees, the pomegranate and the olive trees have not borne fruit. But from this day on, I will bless you.
仔细读着第十九节。
If you read this verse 19 carefully,
我们可以体会说，这是上帝单方面的苦口婆心的应许。
You can see God's one-way, patience of saying.
因为仅仅从圣经的字面上，我们没有看到以色列百姓他们悔改啊。
Because we, on the surface of this sentence, we did not see Israel had repented.
那这些意思呢，如果我们展开来说，就是说现如今呢，你们粮仓里的谷种已经全部播种到地里了，你们各样的果树呢都在等待着下一季度的发芽开花结果。
So we can give a more contemporary interpretation. God seems to say this way, that you have planted all your seeds on the field, andThe fruit trees that you have planted are all waiting, to blossom, to bear fruit.
你们心中的盼望和忧虑我都知道。从今天起，只要你们愿意悔改，我必赐福你们，风调雨顺，获得丰收。
And I understand the hope and anxiety is in your heart. So, from now on, as long as you are willing to repent,I will bless you with sufficient rain and wind.
我们看一下现代中文译本，你看十九节，虽然仓里没有谷物，葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都还没有结实，但从现在开始，我要赐福给你们。
Contemporary translation of the same verse 19.
那接下来哈该奉上帝之命向被掳回归的以色列民的最高长官又发出了最后的鼓励和应许。
In the end, Prophet Haggai gave God's command and gave them encouragement and promise.
上帝应许的国度终将实现，哈该书二章二十到二十三节。
Verse 20-23.
那经文是，这月二十四日，耶和华的话二次临到哈该说，你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地， 我必颠覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的。马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。万军之耶和华说：“我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。”这是万军之耶和华说的。
We just read verse 20 through 23.
那在这段经文中，大家注意，上帝呢，最后23节的时候，对所罗巴伯的称呼改变了，原来称他是省长，现在称他是什么呀？我仆人。哇。
So let's notice that God called this person with different titles. Originally, Zerubbabel was the governor of that province, and now he was called my servant.
并且宣称说，在列国被颠覆之后，也就是在外邦列国被上帝审判的那个日子之后，耶和华上帝要选所罗巴伯为印，拣选他为印的意思是什么意思呢？就是要让他成为大卫的后裔。
The last verse, God claimed that He will make Zerubbabel his ring. It indicates that Zerubbabel will inherit David's kingdom.
因为首先，我仆人的这一称呼在圣经中通常是用在大卫家族的仆系的身上。
First, my servant, this word will usually just refer to the offsprings of King David.
是用在那些君王身上的。
Especially on the kings who sits on the throne.
但是从历史的记载中，所罗巴伯在历史上并没有登上王位。
In Jewish history, Zerubbabel did not become a king.
那我们再来看看，那经文最后宣称我以你为印，那印是王权的代表。
The last verse says that I will take you and make you like my signet ring. Ring represents the authority of a king.
那这一段呢，有一个背景，就是在耶利米书22:24-30所记载的。
This has a backdrop, a background. It was referred to the Jeremiah chapter 22.
那上帝曾以犹大王约雅敬的儿子约雅金为印，而让他接续王位。
Because God had ordained the son of Judah king, Jehoiakim. His son is called Jehoiachin.
但是他做了王之后，背逆上帝，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，所以他遭受了上帝的惩罚，在位只做了三个月多一点。
But he did not obey God's command and did what was evil in God's sight. So this Jehoiachin only served for 3 months.
上帝不仅夺了他的印权，而且使他被掳到巴比伦成为世人的笑柄，并且你看这经文怎么讲，要把这人登记为无子，是平生不得亨通的人。他的后裔中再无一人得亨通能坐在大卫宝座上，登记他为无子。据说他有7个孩子，但上帝说登记他为无子。
So God had very harsh punishment on this person. He said that record this man as if childless, even though actually that person had 7 sons.
那哈该书这里因着上帝勉励所罗巴伯带领被掳回归的以色列民， 当以真正悔改的心来投入到继续重建圣殿的施工中。
But back to the Zerubbabel, who led the Israelites back to their homeland and rebuilt God's temple.
就赐下了恩典，这个恩典有多大，大家知道吗？所罗巴伯的爷爷就是约押金，就是被剥夺了印权的，说他没有子可以继承王位的。
You can see the grace, the grace of the Lord, because Zerubbabel was actually the grandson of this evil king. The evil king originally was punished as not having a son to inherit his kingdom.
所以上帝的恩典要在所罗巴伯身上扭转，取消这个对他们悖逆神所得到那个咒诅，要取消这个象征。
In a way, God had canceled that punishment of no inheritance.
或者我们叫扭转，确认了所罗巴伯能够成为大卫的后裔的身份，再以他为印，使得大卫的王朝不至于断绝。
And because of Zerubbabel, the David's offspring resumed the kingdom, and therefore David's kingdom could continue.
大家明白了所罗巴伯他的印的这个含义之后，就会知道在犹太的传统中对所罗巴伯他们是十分推崇的。
And in fact, in Jewish tradition, Zerubbabel, this person, was in very high esteem.
甚至将他和约书亚一起列入以色列著名的先祖之中。
The Jews put Zerubbabel as a famous ancestor along with Joshua.
所以圣经哈该书这里对所罗巴伯的身份的扭转的称呼，大家可以记一下。我的仆人，我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。
So here we can see God'sinterference to change the fate of David's offspring. And he called Zerubbabel, my servant, I will make you my ring.
Because, 所罗巴伯,
because I have chosen you.
所罗巴伯，我的仆人，我以你为印，我拣选了你。这个最终的意思在哪里？
What is the ultimate meaning?
就是要预表主耶稣基督身为大卫的后裔，必要继承大卫的王位。
And that is to proclaim that Jesus Christ will be the offspring from David and will continue to inherit the kingdom of David.
最终要成就弥赛亚救恩的那个国度的。
And will fulfill the kingdom of Messiah.
在今天我们普世教会在庆祝主耶稣基督降生的日子里。
Now all the churches in the world are celebrating the birth of Christ.
大家最多提起来与主耶稣基督有关的人名都是谁呀？最多提起来的人名。
Most well-known people that were related to Jesus Christ were including
他的生身父母约瑟、玛利亚，还有呢，旷野的牧羊人，东方来的三博士，还有那个坏蛋，希律王。
So his Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, and many people remember the shepherds in the field, the three wise men, and the evil king Herod.
盼望我们在了解了、认识了哈该书之后， 还要在主耶稣基督诞生的时候记起一个人名，是谁呀？所罗巴伯。
Today we learn one more person, Zerubbabel.
因为所罗巴伯不单带领被掳回归的以色列民身体力行的参与继续重建圣殿的施工。
Because Zerubbabel was the leader that led the remnant, the remaining Israelites, back to their homeland to rebuild God's temple.
带领百姓参与建造上帝的家的工程。
He led the Israelites to rebuild God's home.
而且他要带领被掳回归的以色列民以心思意念的回归，真正的悔改，以追求那位又真又活的神与他同在的这种喜乐的享受。
He also urged Israelites to really bring back or turn back their hearts and mind so they can enjoy the presence of God.
也就是说，追求与上帝同在的享受的这样的心，来身体力行的参与到重建圣殿、建造上帝的家。
So you need to participate in rebuilding God's house, but you also need to have that real joy of having God's presence.
在我们参与建造上帝的家、参与教会服事的时候，满脸应该洋溢着什么呀？这样
so,
快乐和喜悦
show,
同意吗？阿们
Show your joy and smile.